The best mix, 98.3 The Coast, and the best mix in the morning show with Duran Duran there and Zach East here. It is time for the Daily Dish for Thursday, and HBO Max has released the official trailer for its Friends reunion special. The two-minute clip sees the cast playing Friends trivia and features the stars revisiting the old sets, getting interviewed by James Corden, and reminiscing about the sitcom. Friends The Reunion airs May 27th on the HBO Max streaming service. Johnny Depp is doing his best to prove his ex-wife Amber Heard has lied about donating millions of dollars to charity. So he's suing the ACLU, the organization Amber claims to have given the money, to obtain their financial documents. Johnny and his lawyers say Amber perjured when she claimed she donated $7 million total to the ACLU and Children's Hospital LA, which was part of their divorce settlement. Johnny believes it was Amber's then-boyfriend Elon Musk who made those donations. Why is that important? Well, Johnny claims that Amber's charitable ways helped sway the judge in his libel case to rule against him and conclude that Britain's Sun newspaper didn't defame him with the 2018 wife-beating headline. Plus, Johnny has another defamation case in the U.S. and believes this could help him. Actor Will Smith and rapper Jay-Z are teaming up to produce a new ABC series focusing on civil rights heroes. The first installment of the series is called Women of the Movement and focuses on Mamie Till Mobley, whose son Emmett Till was brutally murdered in 1955 for whistling at a white woman in the South. The six-episode series debuts later this year on ABC. And actor Billy Porter has revealed that he is living with HIV and has been for the past 14 years. In an interview with The Hollywood Reporter, the Tony, Grammy, and Emmy winner recalls the tough times he endured in 2007 when he was diagnosed with type 2 diabetes and HIV and also filed for bankruptcy. He says, quote, "The shame of that time compounded with the shame that had already accumulated in my life silenced me, and I've lived with that shame in silence for 14 years. HIV positive, where I come from, growing up in the Pentecostal church with a very religious family, is God's punishment." Porter says medical treatments have kept the virus virtually undetectable for him and is finally ready to tell the world, quote, "This is what HIV positive looks like now." And that is the Daily Dish for today on the Best Mix in the Morning Show at 98.3 The Coast.